career you've been waiting for with a mining or construction course at Australian Training Management. All nationally accredited. AustralianTraining.com.au. RTO 2431.
When you want to talk footy,
Cozzy Pickett, he's going to get the goal!
There's only one man for the job.
Melbourne are in front.
Our main man, Lockie Reed.
I should be so lucky, 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 lucky.
Melbourne have won. They've snuck home in the last 30 seconds.
Paul, listen to you guys.
A bit of a change up there.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, hey, can I ask a question? Action. Just a quick question without notice. Mm. Did the X-Man consult with the fellow members in the box when it came time to voting? Because we've seen over the years,
yes,
over the years, blokes or females have been given that high honour.
Yeah.
And they've been reluctant to go out on their own for fear that they could totally get it wrong.
A lot of pressure on this job, Baz. Have you done it before?
I have done it before. I did it in a Glendinning. It was a Glendinning medal then, not a Glendinning Allen medal.
Not the one that Roscoe changed.
It was that one.
Was it really?
It actually was that one. And Michael Gardner, I think, was the contentious one that day.
Yeah,
did he get the vote?
Did Sampy get it in that game? And
they gave it to Gardy. Roscoe gave it to Gardy. Yeah. Changed it. Yeah, and yeah. I did vote that in that one.
Did you? Amazing. There you go. Yeah. Obviously the wrong person.
No, didn't consult us. We spoke about it during the game the whole time. Who's going to get it, Barris or Darcy? But I think in the end, the X-Man, he got it right.
He got it exactly right. Nailed it. Shawny Mack didn't give TV two, which was interesting.
Yeah, he got just the one, wasn't it?
Strong, yeah. Strong.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Well, maybe he went the winning team thing. You know, the winning is important.
Tommy Barras was unbelievable.
We didn't get the three votes.
Sean Darcy.
If it was a 5-point margin, would that have changed your view?
Nah, Sean Darcy was still
the best player on the ground.
Mate, 22 hits to advantage. Yeah. 22.
He was fantastic.
The record's 26.
Spoken to Luke Jackson the game during the week and said, mate.
So what do you do then? Sean Darcy's 24.
Hmm. Well, he's
who's a better player, Sean Darcy or Luke Jackson?
In the top three ruckmen in the competition. Now,
so
when
you spend look at this, spend a million on Jackson, and that's what happens.
Yeah,
back page of the paper.
Mm. Luke Jackson's coming as his backup, and they're hoping that both can combine as forwards. Jeez, he's really on there. Poor old Luke Jackson. When he comes to town, X will
be... But you take Jackson anyway, wouldn't
absolutely
you? For the reliable, more reliable avenue to goal.
He's going to be a fantastic player. He can play midfield, Luke Jackson. He can play midfield.
Well, Rory's going,
a big
isn't he?
6'7" midfielder.
You'll be dead at 82. He drinks, obviously.
I want to talk about the derby because it was, I'm not going to be saying proper English here, Michelle, but it was the most funnest game I've seen since the grand final because of this.
Coming off the ground with Brayshaw.
Big blue.
This is odd for young.
It's a big blue.
Dave Mundy said, no bugger this. I'm going back to the middle.
Oh, Johns is coming real hard.
Yeah, there'll be some suspensions out of that.
No suspensions.
Well, actually, no.
There's another one who won't get to 110.
No suspensions, but over $12,000 in fines if all the boys take the early plea, which usually they do by 10 o'clock this morning or thereabouts.
Hannah, why do you getting a fine, why does that not stop you being part of the Brownlow? Because it's not recorded.
No, fines are okay.
A fine is fine.
Just
okay.
A suspension. If you miss a week and you're found guilty and you miss a week, then you can't win.
The thing is, though, fines can build up. So say you are a scrapper and you fight a lot.
Yep.
Starts at 1,000, the next one might be 2,000, the next one might be 4,000, the next one might be 5,000. Scotty Selwood was sitting at about the $5,000 threshold and ran past, I think it was Luke Shuey in a fight and simply said, sorry, mate. Not for me. See ya.
And you have to pay it, right? The club doesn't pay it.
It comes
it's
out
your
of your
money.
Pocket. Yeah, it comes out of your pocket.
All right, so let's talk Fremantle Dockers first of all. Okay. They can go anywhere between or finish anywhere between third and sixth at the moment. So Luke and they finish sixth. That's just how it pans out. If they win third, fourth, or fifth, they would need Collingwood to lose, Sydney to lose, and, of course, Melbourne and Brisbane, they're going to play
each other.
So one of those will win, so they'll finish seconds.
Yes.
So then Freo will slot into third position if it pans out that way.
So just to really break it down, have I got this right? So there's four teams above them on 60 points.
Yep.
And then there's Geelong
then
who are
Freo
further
58.
Clear.
Yep. Yep.
So if they need two of those teams to lose, correct?
To jump into third position, yes.
Or fourth.
Yeah, or fourth.
Yep. One of them are guaranteed to lose because Brisbane play
Melbourne.
Right. So there's one. Yep. So you need Collingwood.
Collingwood play Carlton.
Yes. Carlton will beat Collingwood.
And that's a chance.
You reckon?
Yeah, Carlton will beat Collingwood.
Their finals are on the line.
Because they need to win.
There'll be 100,000 at the MCG Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
That'll be massive.
What about the West Coast Eagles? And I throw up to both of you and you as well, Michelle. Mm. Do you want the number one pick
that's three of
or
us
the number two pick or do you not care? say as a fan, what do you want?
No, I don't care.
Well, Ashcroft is gone, number one.
Yep.
You'd want that number one pick.
Yeah, you want him, but you can't get him.
Ah, two or three.
Two or three?
Yeah. Well, I'd personally, if you could trade him for two top 10 somehow, I'd be doing that.
I think that's what they're going to do. So that's what they're going to do, the West Coast Eagles, whether they get the first pick because they finish bottom or the second pick, doesn't really matter. They're going to try and turn
if you can get 9 and 10, yeah, if you can get pick 9 and 10 for pick 2, I'd be doing it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you go through the last 20 years, I reckon pick 2 and 3 have been as good as pick 1 anyway, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, I think there was a stat going around that only one number 1 draft pick has won a premiership in the last 20 years.
You've come to the Swamp Star. This is my stat. Come over to Papa.
Come
on, over you come. There's two, Luke Hodge and Luke Boyd.
Yeah.
Tom Boyd.
From
who actually left the Giants to win it at the Bulldogs.
Right. So didn't win it in his
Hodge
club
got
anyway.
Three, Boyd got one, but they're the only ones since 2000 or something.
Okay,
so to finish bottom of the ladder, the West Coast Eagles need to get whacked by Geelong, which is a real good chance, and North Melbourne and Suns needs to be a nice tight encounter. Mm. It's about 5%.
The only thing North Melbourne can beat, the Suns.
Which would mean then West Coast guaranteed.
Yeah,
position.
I mean, the only thing we're discounting, I suppose, in all of that back to Frio is there are no lay-down Mazairs on the road against GWS.
Did you watch the Giants on the weekend?
Yeah, well, I realised that.
Subiaco would have been.
Before we take a break, an update on that Fife. Obviously, done the hamstring, missed several games throughout the year, like has barely played because of that back earlier in the year and knees and shoulders and everything like that. He'll play this week against GWS for the Fremantle Dockers. And
straight
then,
in, he's not going to do the waffle
in,
thing.
And then he will play waffle the next week.
Right, okay.
Because there's a bit of a break before
tactics.
The final. Yeah. So he'll play this week against GWS. Then the plan is to play him for Peel Thunder, which I think, if I'm doing my maths right, it'll be a West Coast Eagles Peel Thunder game.
Oh,
most
nice
of the Eagles
top
another derby.
Players
he gets
be
a derby.
In that game. So he'll get another
I'll be
derby.
Having a bad just, about that.
Just quickly, Locke. So the richest players have come out today. Of the top five, Dusty Fyfe, Gov, Bud and Grundy. Four of the five haven't played 50% of the games the last 2 years.
And long contracts.
And Bud's the only one. Yeah. Bud's the only one that's played more than half the games.
But to be fair, they're earning that money because of what they've done, right?
Yeah. They got
but that's
the,
how you don't
that's
win
That's like
flags.
The back page here, having a crack at all those Eagles.
Yeah.
They were in their prime when they signed those deals. Yeah. So they deserve the money that they got.
Yeah, but you're not signing for not in prime.
Well, Luke Shuey was a super. He was Norm Smith medalist when he would have signed that contract.
Yeah.
He was a fantastic player and still is a great player. But no, he needs support around him now.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like shorter contracts and you don't run into these sort of troubles.
It's time to read the play.
Here we go! So last week we spoke about Baz and his magnificent career at West Perth.
Yeah.
Michelle, so Xavier Ellis, so I just want to bring you into how good an AFL player Xavier Ellis
is. Yeah, enlighten me because I don't know too much about
it. So he was an early draft pick, in 2008 when, 19 years of age, won a premiership?
Just turned 20.
Just turned 20, there you go. 2008, should have won the Norm Smith medal.
That's how it
is. On the biggest day.
You're being absolutely sincere here.
No, legitimately,
well, you try it when you're getting tagged by Cameron Ling and stopping a Brownlow medalist Jimmy Bartel at the same time. How I was overlooked is beyond me.
Who stole it from you?
Were you in the votes?
Luke Hodge.
Did you get votes?
Nah.
You didn't even get votes?
Nah, Gary Ablett was
ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Gary Ablett was unbelievable.
So when the West Coast Eagles got hold of the X-Man, I thought, this is big. He's going to be, the X-Factor for a premiership. Nice. Left footer, storms off half back. Yeah, this was absolutely fantastic.
That plane was like a Bermuda Triangle.
Anyway, Channel 10, my boss has said to me, mate, we've got to cover this bloke. Oh, every step of his way, we cover Xavier Ellis.
You're belittling me.
This is how we did it. Xavier Ellis ruled out for 2 months after scans revealed a partial tear of his Achilles. Ellis was sporting a brace on his left arm this morning. Xavier Ellis was put through a fitness test on his dodgy hamstring. Xavier Ellis will be lucky to make it back this season. 6 days after he was grimacing in pain, holding his elbow, Xavier Ellis keen to put his hand up for selection following a short stint on the sidelines with a nasty shoulder injury. How many bloody injuries can you have?
Funny, and Michelle will attest to this. Yeah. That's funny because off air, you reckon he doesn't have a crack at the blokes that get injured a lot.
Did he Locke say keen to put his hand up to play? Don't worry about that. There's a few times we had surgery on a Saturday, played on the Sunday.
So, Michelle, I want to put him to the test. I've brought in the cardboard cutout of Xavier Ellis.
Here we go.
Here it is. Okay.
We're going to call this. pin the cross, yeah, not on the donkey, because he's not a donkey.
No. Right on.
Pin the cross on the X. So we've got the cardboard cut out here. I've given him little yellow stickies with a red X on it.
It's like a red cross,
Okay.
Yeah, do you want me to start?
Yeah,
broke my nose pretty bad against Sydney.
Did you really?
And then played it next week, had surgery on the Sunday, played the next week, no dramas there. Beautiful. Knee, I had the knee cartilage done, so get down there.
There's that clumsiness.
Got a bit of nerve damage in the top of the head. I ran into a knee one day.
Oh, dear.
That was at a nightclub, though. the partially torn Achilles. That went. I blamed Jackson Nelson. If only you could hit a target 15 metres away, I wouldn't have to put the foot in the ground so hard. That ripped. I did a hemi tendon. That hurt. Jeez, that hurt.
That's
near the top of your ass. You know the one up your, on your ass. Bulging disc.
Sorry.
That was disc, everybody.
You broke the right hand.
So we've got
that
the cut out here. It's getting filled with crosses.
Calf 200 times. The doctor injected that in the grand final. That was an interesting choice. That
did
cost me 3 or 4 years. So that
Oh, my
I did break my wrist as well. That went,
we're going to run out of stickies here.
What else we got? Ankle. Broke my ankle.
What are you about? Just for balance, have you done anything to your sternum? There's not much on the chest.
Syndesmosis. They bloody hurt. Kept playing, though.
How
much did West Coast pay for all of this?
Yeah, I did my knee. That hurt.
Oh, wow.
2012. I had both my hips done. They were done, both surgeries.
Oh, my God. You still got
and that was when they burnt my testicles in surgery.
Oh, heavens. Have you still got your own hips?
Got good memories there. Oh, and I've had about 4 ops on that shoulder. So
Check out the socials if you want to see the X-Man and all his injuries. Well done, X. You were a terrific player.
He was
a gun. Injuries just struck him down in his prime.